I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Some vegetables are just fun. We've been growing ground cherries for years. This tomato family vegetable looks like a mini version of a tomatillo. It's a sprawling 2-foot-tall plant that produces an abundance of green turning to brown papery husks. Inside the husk is the fun part. Small cherry-sized fruits mature from green to golden. Unwrap the husk, harvest, and snack on the fruits. They taste like a cross between a tomato and a pineapple. They're sweet and delicious and something kids really love. If you can grow tomatoes or tomatillos, you can grow ground cherries. Even if you miss the opportunity to start them this spring, look for transplants at garden centers or in your friends' gardens. Ground cherry plants produce hundreds of fruits, and they self-sow readily. Once you grow them in a garden, you'll have the seedlings each spring for years. Ask your friends or family if they've grown ground cherries, and you might be able to transplant some seedlings into a container or a raised bed. Like tomatoes, plant in full sun on well-drained, fertile soil. Keep well-watered and weeded, and they'll take care of themselves. Watch for potato beetles on the leaves and handpick the adults, larvae, and eggs. Wait until the husks turn brown to harvest and then make jams, pies, or salsa from the cherries, if you can resist eating them all in the garden as a snack. Another nice trait of ground cherries is they have a long shelf life. They can be kept in the refrigerator for a few weeks. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about raspberries. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.